From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Los Angeles-based attorney whose successful defense of O.J. Simpson made him an international celebrity has died. Johnny Cochran was 67 years old. Cochran had been ill. His family says he had a brain tumor. The O.J. Simpson murder trial was one of many courtroom victories for Cochran. Before that, he was already well known in Los Angeles, especially in the African-American community, as the lawyer to call when facing serious charges. Connie Rice joins us now. She's a Los Angeles civil rights attorney. She's also co-founder and co-director of the Advancement Project. And for her, Johnny Cochran was a friend and a mentor. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How will Johnny Cochran be remembered, do you think?
I think he's going to be remembered for several things, Michelle. I think that, first of all, he was a terrific lawyer. And more importantly, he never left his small clients behind. There are a lot of unknown people Johnny defended. When he was a prosecutor, he was very fair. He didn't win at all costs. And I think he's going to be known for what he gave to the community and the fact that he never left behind Geronimo Pratt. I think that was probably what he was most proud of.
Geronimo Pratt being a former Black Panther who he defended in the mid-1990s.
Exactly.
Long before he achieved national celebrity, Cochran had made quite a name for himself in Los Angeles. I actually worked in Los Angeles early in my career, and I remember in some of his trials when he delivered his closing arguments, the courtroom would be packed, filled with attorneys who just wanted to hear what he had to say.
And I was one of them. I would sneak into the back of the courtroom because I wanted to learn how to talk to a jury. And I said, who's the best jury trial lawyer? And they all said, Johnny Cochran. And I would sneak into the back of Superior Court and I would just watch him. And Michelle, he had that magic intelligence when it came to looking at a human being and saying, what is this person going to say when they hear the story I tell? And so he could assess a jury. He could read a jury. He could sense its moods and its changes like nobody else I ever saw in court. And I learned so much about that intrahuman IQ that it takes to figure out what is this group of strangers going to do to me and my client.
Johnny Cochran became one of the most recognizable lawyers in the world as the lead attorney in the O.J. Simpson defense team, what the media widely called the Dream Team. And that catchphrase that he used when addressing jurors during the trial, when he said, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit, was repeated and parodied on Saturday Night Live, on Seinfeld. And that sort of became the defining moment in that trial. Was he ever concerned or worried that his celebrity and his flamboyance would overshadow or upstage his career?
No, I think he wasn't worried that it would overshadow his career. What he was worried about was being unfairly judged for doing his job. His job was to zealously represent O.J. Simpson, guilty or not. His job is to give O.J. Simpson the best defense that he can give. And it's not because we like O.J. Simpson. I can't think of anybody who does at this point. It's because the integrity of our justice system requires zealous representation and a zealous defense.
Well, many did not like the job he did. And in fact, his partner, Robert Shapiro, later said that Johnny Cochran not only played the race card, he dealt it from the bottom of the deck. Was he stung by that criticism?
I think it affected him. But you got to remember, he may have dealt the race card, but America is a race deck. He was dealt that card. If you're dealt that card, you play it. That's what we saw there. He did his job, and he did it well.
Connie Rice, thank you for talking to us about your friend.
Thank you, Michelle.
Connie Rice is a Los Angeles civil rights attorney. She's also co-founder and co-director of the Advancement Project in Los Angeles.